With Cope Notes, you get peer support in your pocket. Daily exercises, encouragement, psychology facts, and more sent straight to your phone when you least expect it. This isn't a counseling session. This isn't a therapy app. It's the best first step towards a healthier brain, thinking healthier thoughts. With just one text a day, you can train your brain to combat negativity, worry, panic, guilt, shame, grief, insecurity, and more. All for less than $10 a month. To learn more, visit copenotes.com. That's copenotes.com. Listeners of the Resilience Podcast get 10% off when you use code RESILIENCE. Now on to today's episode. This is the Resilience Podcast 256. I'm Cecil Ledesma, recording live from Austin, Texas. It is so beautiful here. It's Thursday, January 20th. When people ask me why I do what I do, or how I can put so much effort into something with no guaranteed outcome, my answer is always the same. Doubt fuels me. Doubt is what keeps me going when things get tough. It's what makes me work harder and push further. When I'm faced with a challenge, doubt is the voice in my head telling me that I can do it, that I'm good enough. And that's why the doubt is such an important part of my life. It's the one thing that pushes me to be better, to achieve more. So next time you're feeling doubtful about yourself or your abilities, remember that it's actually a good thing. It means you're on your way to becoming even better. So I would say, use doubt to fuel you and channel that aggression towards crushing every goal, every objective you set for yourself. Listen, I am an athlete. I have always been an athlete, and I will always be one. When I was younger, I competed in anything and everything that I could. My parents were not the cheerleader type. They weren't cheerleaders at all. And they never attended my games or matches. They probably doubted I was any good or would amount to anything. As I got older, my competitive spirit led me to specialize in a few sports and to focus on becoming the best player that I could. And now, today, as a certified tennis professional and competitor, doubt still fuels me. Doubt keeps me motivated. It drives me to work harder, to train smarter, and keep proving that I belong. Doubt is what makes me want to win. It's what pushes me to achieve my goals. So don't be surprised if you see me working hard in the gym, on the court, or on my mental game, or even on the road running. Keep building, keep growing, keep improving. There are no days off. And one last thing. Gritty people figure out what they are really committed to, and then they give themselves to it for years or decades or an entire lifetime. They don't run around chasing one goal after another. They have an ultimate concern, a top-level goal that drives all other goals. Let me ask you, what is your ultimate concern? And that's it for the Resilience Podcast. See you real soon. Hey, I'll see you next time, and thank you so much for tuning in. That about wraps it up. But before you jump off, two quick things, actually three. One, I've always wanted to author the conversation on resilience and mental health, because as a very proud Navy father, these topics affect me personally. And as you go about your day, be sensitive and be kind always, for everyone you meet is fighting a battle you probably know nothing about. Your life is a gift, and it's precious to me. And thank you so much for being a part of this community. And I'm not quite sure how you landed on this podcast. It doesn't matter to me. The fact that we're all in this together and that we can have a conversation is amazing. I feel very honored to be in your ears right now, and that you spend a portion of your morning, noon, or night with me. And whether this is the first podcast you've listened to or you've been a loyal listener, I just want to say thank you. And last, please, I would be honored if you checked out my website at cecilledesma.com. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. You can follow me on Twitter at Cecil Ledesma. Peace.